The Global African Investment Summit has got a very tight niche in the market, a very specific one. And that's really that we're looking on focusing on the word transaction, transaction and bankable projects. So it's really to look at projects across Africa. It's a pan-African event, but it's to look at projects across Africa that are well-packaged, that are suitable for foreign direct investment. On the flip side, you obviously have the investment community that will be looking from investment banks on advisory, structured finance, asset management, looking perhaps more at the PPP projects, looking at...
What's PPP?
Public-private partnerships.
But you see, with all the things that you're saying now are things that I've been hearing for the last 10 years, people talking about private partnerships, private-public partnerships, talking about investment, talking about foreign direct investment, talking about Africa's booming. The reason for that, in fact, you can see 10 of the fastest growing economies in the world are in Africa. Mm-hmm. But those countries, let's take Mozambique, for instance, are still quite poor countries, very poor countries, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So what difference does all this investment make?
Absolutely.
All the talking shops about investment.
So this isn't a talking shop. So it's the way that this summit's actually structured that makes it very different. So what you're looking at with our summit is, yes, there's a plenary session where people will talk about the broader issues of Africa. But outside of the plenary issues, you have over 150 projects being presented by project owners, both public sector and private sector, directly to investors. So the takeaway from this event will be investors going in country to actually transact and execute on projects.
Aren't they doing that already? I mean, as I said, the 10 fastest growing economies in the world are in Africa. That means that there's investment going on. So this kind of thing is happening already.
There is investment going on. Naturally, there's investment going on all around the world. But what we're looking to do is expedite on particular projects that governments are looking for investment in.
So what kinds of projects are those?
We'll be showcasing private projects. That's highly unusual. It's not sometimes when you're looking at Africa or any region for that matter, when you're looking at conferences, as I say, you're looking at policy and regulation. People don't want to continuously hear about policy, regulation, monetary frameworks. They want to know what projects are live, what projects require investment, what projects are bankable. And that's a key word that we use time and time again. It's the bankable project. So
what are the bankable projects?
Bankable projects are pan-African. We spent 18 months collating them. We work with some very reputable firms here in London to ensure that they're investor friendly. They'll be looking at things like cashew farms. They'll be looking
in Mozambique.
Tilapia farms. It'll be looking at aquaculture when we talk about tilapia farms. It'll be looking at infrastructure. It'll be looking at private project owners that are looking for expansion, that are looking for private equity investment. And it's very unusual to get the private equity guys actually sitting down with the private projects in this kind of format where they can actually talk about how they're going to transact on a project, thus the takeaway, and that's why it's different.
Now, if I were in Tanzania or Ghana, where the tilapia project probably will be happening, or in Mozambique, where the cashew growing project will probably be that you'll be looking at, there are presidents of these countries coming to the conferences. The Ghanaian president will be here. The president of Tanzania will be here. Now, our listeners hear people say that their presidents are attending a conference here and they're doing that there. But what do they come back with? What is it that the president is going to bring back?
The summit itself, we've done a recent audit on the investment banks and their private equity, the angel investors, the venture capitalists that are actually coming to the event. And a rough audit actually shows that there'll be the people in attendance to the summit itself will be in control of around $235 billion in managed funds, not all allocated to Africa. And what we're trying to do is actually position Africa in a very positive light. So the takeaway is, if there's managed funds available for international investment, let's try and attract as much of that to Africa. And starting with the head of state, it's a firm commitment and intent that that country does want foreign direct investment. But actually having the project showcased there at the event means that you can get direct access to them. Investors can't travel internationally to 135 different projects in Africa over the course of perhaps 2 years even. What we've actually done is bought 135 live projects which have been packaged correctly for investment from the international markets to London with a view to taking them back to ensure that the foreign direct investment is actually placed on those projects.